Okay, here we are. Shir Hashirim, Perek Hey, Posuk Yud Dalet. Okay. This is again with the whole review of the previous. Yodov Galilei Zohov. His hands are like Galilei rolls of gold. Mimuloim Betarshish. They're filled with special stuff, precious stones. May of Eshes Shein, his innards, his Me'ayim, his intestines, are Eshes Shein, like they sparkle like ivory. Mulefes Sapirim, they're covered with sapphire stones. Wow. Okay, what's all that about? Wait a second.
You want the pasuk on there too?
What? Oh, great. Thank you so much.
I don't know. I got a little leery about putting the pasuk on.
Yeah.
Because the Shem Hashem is there and the guys throw them out.
Oh, okay. I hear.
No, I can take it off.
No, it's all right. Okay.
And then, yeah, is that the Reuven B'chai? I just want to make sure that's the right one.
Yeah, oh, you mean maybe you should take off the pasuk.
But if it has the Shem Hashem, Rebbe, do you want it to go? Because this is not real Shemus. Is that a problem?
I know. I don't know. I just rely on what everybody says.
No,
okay.
But they say even for the Shem Hashem?
The stomach, yeah, but I don't know, but they'll leave it without it, just okay. This. But
leave it without it?
Just say okay, that it, gonna... no, it doesn't matter, what is this, just say it's Rabbeinu B'chaya.
Yeah, it's Rabbeinu B'chaya.
But it doesn't say it.
Oh, I could put that back.
So write it in even. Okay, thank you so much. Okay, yeah. Yodov Gilile Zov, Haluchos Shenosa Miminoi, the Luchos that he gave with his right hand, Umase Yodov Hemo. They're written B'yad Hashem. Gilile Zov, Elu hadibrei shebohen ne'emar hanechamod mizov v'mipoz rov. So the luchos are compared to galilei zov, like rolls of gold. Because why? Because the dibrei sa hanechamod mizov v'mipoz rov. They are more precious, more desired, more nechmod is actually is desired, more desirable than even fine gold. Gold, I guess, is a very desired thing. Today they advertise if you don't want to be poor, you have to take your money and put it in gold, because money is becoming worthless. But the luchos are nechemodim mizov umipoz rov. The desire for the Torah, for what's on the luchos, and not stam the luchos, but the luchos here are written shenosa mimino umase yodov hema. He gave it with his right hand to show how choshev it was, the giving of the luchos to Klal Yisrael. And it's written with the Yad Hashem, this Maise Yodov Hemo, and that's why they're so precious to us. Nechamodim Zopos, Om Rav Yosho ben Nechemya, Maase Nisim Hoyu, Shel San Pirioin Hoyu V'Hoyu Niglolim. They were made of sapphire, and they were rolled. Sapphire doesn't roll, I guess. So the luchos were made of sapphire. That's what the luchos were. That's what Rashi says. And they were rolled, and the stones can't be rolled. What the luchos were rolled? And what does that mean? Like a scroll?
I assume it looked like rolled. No?
What?
It looked rolled.
What do you mean? It looks rolled.
Like it looks like it's rolled.
The shape, you're saying?
What?
Like a scroll.
Yes. Like rolled in?
I don't know. We have to have a picture.
No, I mean, I can't imagine. No, I'm trying to imagine the picture.
Did it
actually look
like pearl, or
what?
Did it just look like it was rolled up?
Wasn't the safer.
So it probably just looked, and it looked like it was rolled up.
Maybe that's why they make the luchos. Like, they put a roll in, you know what I'm talking about?
It's like a rolled thing.
They engrave it on a rolled, I don't know. I know exactly what that means. But anyway, but one thing is clear. That now again, just remember, hey, put in perspective, Rabbi Yisai, this is Klal Yisrael. Hello? This is Klal Yisrael talking about the Torah in the Golos. We're in Golos. We're estranged from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yet we look at the Luchos, or we think about the Luchos, and we say, Nechemodim mizohov umipoz rov. That's more desirable. We want more than all the gold. And we all know how much people want gold. Not shaykh. Everyone wants money. Everyone wants gold. But the luchos are more desirable. You'll say they're not. The Teretz says they are.
But they're
not to the limited vision that we have. But the X-ray vision of the truth. That no, that's always the pshat here. That even though the Klal Yisrael is estranged and everything else, be vite like we were talking yesterday, but it doesn't matter. But Lamai said, this is what they really desire. more than all the money they desire. They desire this. In fact, I would go a step further. What I think is that this is what they desire, and all the desire for money and for pleasure and all this is just a substitute because they don't have this desire. But deep down, this is the desire. And that's why Rashi says at the beginning that, that this connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more precious to them. Mikol mishte yayin v'simcha. Now they eat and they drink and they try and they amass wealth and they build big houses and drive fancy cars and all to fill that void of what are we doing? Anechemode mizohov umipozrov. That's really what we want, but Nebuch, we don't get it. And we don't get it, so we look for other things. Okay, Adohar Acher. Al Shem Shemegal Dolois Teva Le'olam. Oh, so why is it called Gelilei Zohov? Gelilei Zohov? Because it's Megalgal that brings good to the world. Okay. Memuloim Batarshish Shekolal Baseres Adibros Tariag Mitzvos. So the Tariag Mitzvah is full with precious stones. Why? Because it includes all of the Tariag Mitzvos. That they have Cheshbonos, you know, I don't know. I saw who was this? A few people say they explain how each one of the mitzvahs is hinted in there. Okay, but therefore it's so precious. Not only is it the Tariag mitzvahs, but it's all, not only is it the Aseres Hadibros, but it's all the Tariag mitzvahs. Me'ov Esheshen ze Teiras Koyanim aniton be'et be'emtza chamisha chumoshim. This is the inside. Mayov is the intestines, the inside. So they're made of like ivory. What zeteras kohanim hanitin beemsa hamisham chumoshim kemayayim halolu sheim nesuni beemsa aguf. What in the world is that all about? Yeah, it's compared to the mayayim because the mayayim are beemsa aguf. So teras kohanim is beemsa the chumoshim chamisha chum sheitera. Avayikra, so therefore that's such a special significance. Hello. Go to Philadelphia some other time.
Philadelphia?
Okay, in the meantime, what's the pshat? What's the big deal? The Teres Kohanim is in the middle. Wow, that's it, just like the Kishkis. Teres Kohanim, what am I supposed to feel? What's it's the middle. I am not the heart. It's not the central. How do you call it? The central organ of the goof. Stam. Okay, I give up. No ideas.
That'd be pretty good. Arjun,
what? I didn't hear what you said.
Yeah, I mean he doesn't really give us too much to go on. Not like too much.
He says it's the middle.
Cool. Well, he gives us opportunity. Mokim hinichalchem in hashemayim. Okay, so I don't know what Esh Hashem Lefes Sapirim Niris Chaloko. It seems smooth, Ke Esh Hashem, like ivory. Vehi Seduro Dikdukim Rabim, but really it has many, many Dikdukim in it. Gezeros Shovos Abinyan Av Vekalim Vechamurim. I'm just thinking if there's a connection with the previous one, but this in itself is something. It's sparkling. If you think about it, it's like a true. Here you have a psukim, and we don't. It doesn't say anything, and then we have midrash haTorah and the Dresh Hashmayan, and we put the two together because we know gzeira shova and what else did he bring kal v'chomer and binyan av. We now derive. Tilei tilim shel halochis, all from psukim, where they're hidden, and we bring it out. That's there's a special beauty in that. There's a special. It's amazing. That's why when I this Orachaim that I always quote, he says that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, And Hashem showed him all the future Bote Midrashas. And he showed him Rabbi Akiva's Mesmerish, and Rabbi Akiva was Darshanim, and Rabbi Akiva didn't, and he didn't understand the Shia. So I think it says one place he started to cry. So then he asked the Kasha the Rechaim, he says, Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu, Kol Masha Talmud Bosek, Osel Echadish, Nitzel Moshe Misinai. Taught him everything. So if he taught him everything, how come he didn't understand? He was such a bad student. He didn't understand the drosh of Rabbi Akiva. So he says, Hashem gave him all the psukim, dictated verbatim. And he taught him all the halachas of Teresh of Alpeh. But he didn't show him where in Teresh of Ichsav can be derived every halach of Teresh of Alpeh. That he left up to the Chachmei HaDoros. He gave them the Midrash HaTorah and the Dreshes Bahen. And through the Midrash HaTorah and the Dreshes Bahen, we can discover in the Torah itself the halachas. So, Memela, so that's what Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand, because the Shia was built on the Kal Vachomer Binyanav, we say Rishov or whatever, and that already was not something Hashem didn't teach to Moshe, just told him the principles. So, the Maisa, that's there's two things in that. Hello. There's two things in that. Philadelphia is two hours away. Yeah, so there's two things in that. Number one is there's a beautiful sparkle in that. Why? Because you could, if anything's forgotten, like Osniel ben Kenaz, they forgot 1700 or 13, I forget, halachas when Moshe Rabbeinu died, and he was able to mimachzer the halachas through Gzeirah Shova, Tal V'Chomer, because it was all merumas in the Torah. And second of all, you have two sources. When you have two sources to compare, I have a Torah Shabbat Peh, and then I have a remez in the posuk. Exactly, what is it? This doesn't fit this doesn't fit the posuk. You know, this is how did they learn from this posuk? If that's the concept, if the concept is Yush, then how do you learn from the posuk of Avudim Imenu Kol Odom? All of these things, this is a sparkling beauty of the Torah. I guess we don't appreciate the sparkle sometimes. It's like an amazing thing. Amazing thing that in this Chamisha Chumshei Torah, all of the, who knows, millions of halochas in Torah Shabbat are all hinted here. Not only that, the Goyin said that, I mean, everybody, it says, Leka, the Ramban, I think, brings that. It's a Zoya, Leka Mils to the Lama Ramiza by Raisa. So he asked the Goyin, where are you? So he told him he's in the parish of Evan Shlema. And that parish of Midas, and that's his parish. But every person is Marumas, everything is there. Imagine what we have in this Torah, this Torah Hashem, which was dictated verbatim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, and all of the millions of halachas and the billions of people that are going to be, that were born and ever, it's all there. It's all there. So it's like very, very choshev. But that's something to get excited about. I can see everybody's getting very excited. But he says that this is Torah. He said this is in all parshas Vayikra. Why is it Dafka Vayikra? What's about Vayikra? Can this help us with the Vayikra? It's Vayikra. That's two. The Memula Betarshish, how does he say? Me'ezov Shein, Me'ov Eshesh Shein, Teras Kleanim, which is Be'emza Chamisha Chumoshim, Kimayayim Halolo Shein, Nesunim Be'emza Guf. The Emza makes the difference. Me'ayim and Emza Guf. What did the Me'ayim do? Any doctors here? What? Don't get too graphic, but what are the Me'ayim? What?
Digest.
They take it apart. They take apart
digest. The
soup.
Ingest, digest.
So then and Teres Kohanim is full of halochas. Ma'aseh Bereishis, there's very few mitzvahs. Shmois, even though there's some mitzvahs, but there's mostly, it's a lot of stories. The story of Mitzrayim, the story of the Midbar, until they built the Mishkan. Bamidbar is all the stories of the Midbar. A couple of halochas there too. Dvorim is Mishneh Torah review, but the halachas, the Iker halachas, and it seems the and here, it's mashma that the Heim Nesurim Kimeh Nearest Halacha sounds like he's talking about the Chumash Vayikra. So Chumash Vayikra is maybe the Iker halachas, and the Droshes, it's most of it is in Vayikra, and if that's the case. He said, you know, the Yud Gimel Midas, we say after Korbonos. Is there any significance to that?
Nope.
What did you say? No, maybe that's the significance. That the Ika Halochas are in Hilchas Korbonos. That's what it seems. It's Be'emtza. What's Be'emtza? That's how you digest all the stories. You got to do something. You're laughing, but you got to do something with that. You think it's compared to Mayayim just because Mayayim b'emtza? Oh, this is emtza. Whoa! Oh, we got Xerush over there. Emtza. Oh, now I understand. Wow! I'm so excited about my relationship with Hashem.
Mayayim are dafka the digestive system. Mayayim is dafka the digestive system, or is that the lungs, the heart?
No. Mayayim is the intestines. But the question is nachazach. Maybe the stomach is concluded with that. I don't know. But wait, there's something else. Why be'emtza? What's be'emtza? Where's be'emtza? Keep laughing. It's okay. We'll get someplace.
You got to take it in. You got to. It's inside the middle, and
then
it comes back up.
No, what? I told you. Tonight that we don't get too graphic. You know, let's just. What's be'emtza? In other terraces, the emtza is. That seems to be a certain ichor. If that's where you digest everything, so that's if you don't digest it, you choke.
It's also a strong.
What was that?
Important for your muscles.
For what?
It's an important spot for your muscles. It's your core. This is your core.
Yeah, but I don't think that's the. That's not us. The meayim. That's just the. Maybe the emtza teresis.
Also, the meayim is where you take everything in, and then it comes into the meayim. You kind of like sort it out and take the ikar.
Look, without food, you can't live, and that's where the food is digested. If the food is not digested, you can't live either.
That's what I'm saying. What? You take the ikar from the soles.
What's that?
Emtza signifies that as ikar.
Maybe. In other words, that services.
You need to be able to take the good, the nutrients and everything from the food. That's what's happening. In other words, you can't just take the food in and whatever. And you can't just get rid of the food on the other end. You need to separate.
So I don't know about the emtza business, but that's I would say that's the meayim. In other words, the meayim is the, and that seems to be referring to the halochas, and so the we derive. Get it? Thank you so much. We derive all the halachas but the bulk of halachas come from Sefer Vayikra, and the Taimei Torah, the Kal V'Chomer, Zereshova. Those are the things that make it so beautiful. We discover all the halachas that Moshe Rabbeinu was taught. All the halachas of the Torah can all be discovered in the Dvar Hashem. There's a certain beauty to that we have mamish. In other words, like there's many people, I mean, present company excluded, I'm sure, but many people, Teresh Baal Peh, I want the word of God. I'm dealing now with a tragic situation of somebody who got involved with Shidduch, and it turns out this person is a biblical Jew. Biblical Jew means they do whatever they please. You know, they don't, the rabbis, nah. Yontif Sheni. I don't know if it's Mamish Karoyim, what I mean to bring out is there's something about that. You know, Rabbi Akiva was very great, but I would rather have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words. You do. And all of that is there. It's right there. The halachas are there. And that's the centerpiece of everything. And he gave us the ability to see in the words of Hashem all the innuendos and discover all the halachas. There's a certain beauty to that. There's a certain... And more than that. Hello.
We're in Philadelphia 2 hours now. Away. You're in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Okay. So listen, and more than that. What's the Milo? Hey, hello. What this feels just like when I'm over there in the morning. Yeah. What's the Milo of discovering myself? I mean, not discovering myself, of discovering it myself. It's a tremendous Milo. Do you know how I feel? I discovered the halacha. I revealed the halacha. I darshan the Kal V'Chomer with this Kal V'Chomer, with this Gzeira Shova, with this Binyan Av. I discover it's mine. It's a discovery. It's a whole different. That's the most exciting, the most tempting thing in the world. I said all the years I was jealous when we were doing the Arachim seminars. I was jealous of discovery seminars. Why? They were one day. They didn't do the job like the Arachim seminars. But the name I was jealous of, discovery. That's such a tempting kind of thing. We want to discover. When we discover something on earth, you tell me something, I'm not interested. I tell you something, for sure you're not interested, right? But discover it on your own. And I discover the Dvar Hashem mamish in the words of Hashem through the means that He gave me, and I discovered the halochas. Those are halochas that mean something to me. If I was machadish a halocha, you know the chavivus it has. It says chavivim divrei seifrim yosim yeno shel Torah. Why? Because they came to it on their own. Chavivim divrei seifrim. They made it. They decided there's a need for gzeira. There's a takona, whatever it was, and they because of that chavivim divrei seifrim. There's a certain chavivus when I came to it on my own. You know, my father-in-law had that chavivus. He has a chiddush that according to the Mogen Avraham, the zman for chometz should be 22 and a half minutes, not 18 minutes. There's a whole chiddush like that, old shir, he proves it, and this, whatever it is. So, but that's once had an overrun, and it went past 18 minutes. So they brought in the matzahs, because they knew about this chiddush, but he wouldn't eat it. I guess it's chaviv to a point. But what?
You have to save it.
To chaviv to eat, that's right. That's another story like that. You know that story. That once the emperor, Franz Joseph, or one of those guys, I don't know, invited the Chassan Sofer to the palace on Shabbos. So the Chassan Sofer. So he came, and there's a big Seine Yisrael there. So he tells the emperor, he says, offer him one of your cigars. So well, the emperor offers him a cigar, so he takes a cigar, puts it in his pocket. So this guy says, "Hi, emperor, your cigars are not good enough for him. You see that?" So he said, "Well, yeah, what's the matter, rabbi? You know, my cigars are not good enough for you." He says, "A gift that the emperor gave me, I'm going to allow to burn up in smoke. I'm going to save it as a precious gift for the rest of my life." So this is, why did I say that? What did you say?
You didn't want to eat
the box. You didn't want to eat the box. It was too precious. Yeah. That's right. So I don't know, but there is such a thing. This is my chiddush. This is my, it's chaviv. There's something. When you hear somebody else say something, you know, but this is your own thing. I described once, saw an elderly Talmud Chacham who wrote for him. And in his old age, he wasn't really able to think fully. And he used to learn, but he didn't, his kichas were very diminished. So the thing that he was best able to learn was his own sforim. Because his own sforim had a special chavivus. It's a special chavivus. There's a chavivus of the fact that this is mine. This is what I was machadish. This is my. So with the Sefer Vayikra, which is the most halachos are there, and the Midrash HaTorah Dereshit, he seems to be talking about that. And when you put that all together, so you have this special sparkle that he pulls up there, like ivory, like precious gems, because this is the Torah that I'm machadish, that I discover. And what do you discover? Maybe if I discover something that somebody thinks, I discover the Dvar Hashem through my own discovery. That's the most exciting thing in the world. To discover the ultimate truth, the Dvar Hashem, through my own process of discovery, that sparkles like gold. What?
The first Mishnah was the Yevamos, the order of the Arayas there. So the Gemara has a kasha, why list these there? But when the Gemara says, Milsa da Asi Bidrasha, Chavivale.
Yeah, that's the same idea. Yeah. That's the idea. This is Chavivos. So that's what. Okay, very good. Shkoyach. Sorry you went over time.